Planet Random is a very random planet, and right in the center of it was Rainbow Town. In Rainbow Town, there lived three best friends: Cadillac the Unicorn, Fred the Flying Monkey, and Frostman, a never-melting snowman. And the friends were looking forward to a sleepover they had planned that night. Well, they plan one every night.
I can't wait for tonight. I'm so excited. I just can't hide it. I know.
We don't go on starting that again, Cadillac, because it's just going to be a great big blast. So we don't need any of y'all singing.
No dad bad at Friday. And hey, who said it about that singing?
Sorry, I just got lost in the music.
But just don't let it happen again. And by the way, Frostman, it's Fred.
These dandelions smell nice.
Cadillac, smell the dandelions and let's go swimming. Cannonball!
Brr, it's so cold, my pink wings are shivering.
You said it. It's so cold.
Yow! You should start biting tonight, yo. Whoa, don't be biting me in the buns, yo.
I'm going underwater. Oh my gosh, I swallowed a fish. That's actually good.
Let me try one. That was good.
You try, Frostman.
Nope, sorry, I can't. I'm on Weight Watchers. You know what that means. No fish at the nine.
At 10 o'clock p.m., they decided to go to Frostman's house for the sleepover for the 20th time in a row. Why do we always have to sleep over at your house, Frostman?
Because my house is cool. For real.
That's because you live in an igloo.
But why can't we sleep in my awesome fish tank filled with roses?
Now, why in the world do you live in a fish tank filled with roses? You're a unicorn.
Because then my house always smells nice, and I love flowers, especially roses. Or is it daisies? I don't remember.
Either way, it's so unsanitary.
Fred, you don't know what you're talking about. You live inside of a stinking cherry tree, so I can't fit in your house. Let's just go to sleep now, guys. It's getting late.
All right. Now, Cadillac, you sleep over there. And Fred, you can go climb up the tree in my living room and sleep in the top.
But I want to sleep inside of the tree.
Well, too bad. Good night, buddies.
Good night, best friend. You guys are the best.
And don't go on getting all mushy, Cadillac.
Sorry, good night. They finally went to sleep, but in the middle of the night, Cadillac woke up thinking he had a fever. Oh no, I'm so hot, I think I'm burning up for you, Fred.
That will be because you have three oversized blankets on you. And what did I say about getting mushy and singing?
Oh yeah, sorry, I'll go back to sleep now. I just got caught up in the music again.
At 4 o'clock in the morning?
Yo, I need my beauty sleep. Now go to sleep.
They went back to sleep, and in the morning, they decided to go to the Golden Waterfall again. Cadillac dared Frostman to walk all the way to the Golden Waterfall with his eyes closed. Cadillac liked to dare people to do things, but they were always so stupid.
Man, this is a stupid dare like always, but whatever.
Frostman, you're gonna fall down the Golden Waterfall. You believe you can fly. You believe you can touch the sky.
Cadillac, how many times do I have to tell you before I have to stuff a cherry up your mouth to stop singing?
I can't help it, Fred. My soul needs the music. I'll try not to.
Your soul needs nothing.
Would you guys shut up?
Oh no, I forgot my floaties.
Fred! Frostman just fell down the Golden Waterfall, and all you can rooty-tooty think about is getting your floaty?
Yeah, and hey, you need to get on your bikini and your floaties, too.
He wore an itsy-bitsy teeny-weeny yellow polka-dot bikini.
That's it. I'm going to get a cherry.
No, don't. Sorry, let's go get them quick.
Fine.
Meanwhile, Frostman finally got to the surface and was wondering where Cadillac and Fred went.
Hey, where'd y'all go? Oh, well, looky over there. Well, I believe that sound says...
the deadly forest!
I mean, the deadly forest. I've never gone there before. Well, here's my chance now.
Frostman ran into a talking lollipop in front of the entrance.
Oh, I'm a lollipop. You should know it's very dangerous in there. Hence the name, the deadly forest. You can get caught in a lollipop trap. Don't go in there.
Lollipop, I can't understand a word you are saying. So move aside and let me go into the deadly forest.
I warned him. Frostman found that the deadly forest was filled with lollipops, much like the one at the entrance. His first strides were relaxing, but he soon found himself caught in a lollipop trap.
A lollipop trap? Well, how in the world did I get caught in this?
Cadillac and Fred went back to the golden waterfall ready to swim with their floaties. But when they got there, they heard Frostman's cries for help coming from the deadly forest.
Help, help. I'm in what I would call a sticky situation.
We better go help him, Fred.
I know, but how are we going to get down there?
We have to go down the golden waterfall.
I guess if it's to save a friend. We already landed.
Oh. They went into the deadly forest and found Frostman in his sticky lollipop trap.
Are you okay, Frostman?
I guess so.
How are we going to get him out?
We have to lick the lollipops away.
Okay, I love lollipops.
In 20 minutes, Cadillac and Fred were able to lick all the lollipops away. So they saved a friend and had a delicious snack.
I'm sure glad you guys heard me.
Yeah, I know. I was so scared.
Well, we're all safe now.
Yeah, now let's have a hula hoop contest.
Yeah, and the winner gets a Cheerio.
A Cheerio.
Not just any Cheerio, but a Honey Nut Cheerio.
Yay! Yay! Hula, 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 hula.
After the hula hoop contest, which Cadillac won, and got to have the delicious Cheerio, I mean Honey Nut Cheerio, they all agreed to never leave Frostman alone again.
Woo! I'm just so hot from that hula hoop contest. Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you?
That's it.
No, don't stuff a Cheerio in my mouth. I'm sorry. I gotta fly away.
You forgot that I can fly too.
No!